When the word disciple is mentioned, what comes to mind? The word disciple comes from the Latin word discipulus, meaning a learner. In the realms of philosophy or martial arts, disciple is typically viewed as a follower or student of a teacher. Discipleship involves a commitment to learn and accept the teachings of the mentor and to embody those teachings in one's life. Similarly, when you enroll your children in a taekwondo studio, it's not just about kicking sandbag all day. They are also learning values like respect for adults and developing the patience needed for self-control. In the Christian context, discipleship is a process of following and learning from Jesus Christ and integrating his teachings into one's life. This sense of discipleship lies in fostering a close personal relationship between the teacher and the disciple, with a focus on spiritual growth and transformation. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Amen. Yes. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
When defining discipleship, it's not always easy to give an immediate answer. While some may confidently proclaim, "I am the disciple of Jesus," many of us may feel uncertain because the evidence of discipleship may not be overly visible in our lives. Regardless of our various situations, I encourage you to heed the voice of Jesus calling, "Come, follow me." The key is the journey. Even though a student may neglect his studies, he is still called student. In the same way, we all continue to grow as disciples throughout our lives by following Jesus. Welcome to the School of Discipleship. Our purpose here is continuous learning and growth. There is no graduations. Let's keep this information away from your children. It might be discouraging for them, right? There's no graduations. The conventional path to discipleship typically involves seeking out a teacher and requesting discipleship. And the teacher then gives permission for the person to become a disciple, right? Jesus, however, reverses this paradigm. He personally goes to people, calls them disciples, and invites them to follow him. In today's story, Jesus calls four people. As he approaches the shore of Galilee, he meets Simon and his brother Andrew, who are casting nets into the sea. He invites them, saying, "Come, follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people." Without hesitation, they leave their nets and follow Jesus. A little further on, Jesus calls James and his brother John, and they too leave their father and the boat to follow him. What do you think of when you hear this story? On the one hand, Simon, Andrew, James, and John seem extraordinary because we found it challenging to leave everything and follow as they did. On the other hand, a thought comes to mind. Isn't the dramatization of this story too intense? How can someone just follow the instructions of a complete stranger? A valid point. When we take our children to an amusement park, we always instruct them, "What if a stranger calls you? Never. Never follow that person, okay?" Right? This implies that Jesus and four fishermen were not strangers. It suggests that the adult didn't blindly follow a stranger. We have to read between the lines of the text. Jesus, who continually engaged with them, impart teachings for transforming the world into the kingdom of God. The fishermen, repeatedly hearing Jesus' teachings, are challenged to choose between a lifetime of catching fish or changing the world. Eventually, they answer Jesus' call. We may not fully understand their inner struggle. The important fact is that for the sake of their livelihood, they give up their most precious nets and follow Jesus. The lesson here is that the first step in becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ involves renunciation. Letting go of what we value most. Throughout history, many have renounced their lives to become true disciples of Jesus. The desert fathers did it, as did the monks. In the Catholic Church, priests vow three things during the ordination ceremony: poverty, chastity, and obedience. A commitment to renounce human nature and devote themselves solely to God. Do we have to take such vows to become disciples of Jesus Christ? Is this what Jesus expects of us? Not at all. If anyone renounced their lives and lived like this, human history would come to an end. Who would tend the land? Who would repair the houses? Would people stop having children and devote themselves only to God? Human history would stop. The central idea is that to become a disciple of Jesus, we must engage in the spirituality of surrender and letting go, at least of what is most precious to us. What is your net? What is your net? It probably includes things you value more than God. Money, children, honor, pride, or stubbornness. Letting go of these things is the way to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. In the passage we read today, there is another story that precedes the calling of the disciples. It is a concise statement that captures the essence of Jesus' public ministry as it begins. It's in verse 15. Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news. Becoming a disciple isn't about qualification. It's about participation. The way to become a disciple of Jesus is not through an assessment of qualifications, but through a willingness to participate in the kingdom movement. The kingdom of God is not built by qualified individuals, but by the hearts of those who participate in the movement. It involves a shift from a self-centered life to a God-centered life. The kingdom we are building is God itself. The kingdom of God is not separate from God. Rather, it is the very reign and presence of God manifested in our reality. God reigns by giving life. The reason these words may seem distant to us is that we are currently accustomed to placing ourselves at the center of life. Our hearts are inclined to self-expansion. Jesus exemplified the life movement of the kingdom of God by personally participating in it. He opened the way to the resurrection from the death of the cross. The journey to become a disciple is to participate in this will of God, the movement of the kingdom of God, and the movement of life. Such a life movement unfolds with a heart of love, with a loving touch. Just as we love ourselves, loving others bring forth the vitality of life, creating joy and gratitude in our lives. The invitation of Jesus, "Come, follow me," is extended to us. We don't follow because we are perfectly prepared. It's not about our qualifications. It's about the grace of God that enables us to participate. Living to the rhythm of God rather than our own rhythm. Tuning ourselves like instrument to God's tune. This is the way to become disciples of Jesus Christ. There is no response but love. Expanding the community of love where we rejoice and give thanks together is the way to expand the kingdom of God. It is the mission of Christians as disciples of Jesus to fulfilling this calling. Let us pray. O God, you are our light and our salvation. When we live in your presence, we have nothing to fear. Open our hearts to your word today. As we have heard the story of the call of the first disciples, make us ready to follow Jesus whenever he leads us. Cast aside our fears and doubts, and teach us to trust in you completely. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.